You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Another company that gave us full year results that I caught up with at the first half of the year and I thought would be a good continuation for that conversation is Alex Forbes. They reported their full year numbers for the year ended 31 March 2024 as well today. And I'm joined on the line once again by the company's CEO, Davie de Villiers, to take a look at how the company's performed and what we saw in the second half of the year. Good evening, Davie. Lovely to speak to you again. How was H2? Was it as good as H1 or was it as stable as H1?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Looking forward to have a discussion with you, Jimmy. It was a great second half in terms of growth, revenue growth. You know, we looked forward to better environment, which didn't really come, but you know, we still grew the top line by 12% overall, and that's a very exciting for us.
You say better environment, Davie, and this is not the first time we're hearing this. I mean, I remember catching up with 91 and Signia in the last couple of weeks, and from an asset management space, that seems to be a very, very clear theme that the operating environment is making it very difficult. And at this time, businesses like yours have to remain resilient more than anything else because it doesn't seem like there's new inflows. What's happening?
Yeah, I remember, you know, there's less people, firstly, less people getting employed, you know, and we see the unemployment number rise. So if you look at SA only, an environment where less people are saving for retirement because, you know, there's less employed. And those that are employed are in, you know, difficulty. Mostly debt and therefore saving less even if they have to save. So you know, you're getting less inflows, and then also people exiting, people retiring, taking their money out of the system, obviously, and that means outflow. So to balance that, we add that normally, but to balance that, you need foreign investment to come into the country and you know, help the markets, help businesses grow, help expand businesses, and that is not happening.
That isn't happening. But in the meantime, Davie, what is happening is the business continues to operate. So you have to keep the doors open, keep the lights on. And when we spoke in December, we touched on the fact that operating expenditure was up around 15%. This was obviously kind of offset by profit from operations being up around 66%. This time around, profit from operations for the full year doesn't look so great, but the operating expenditure is still kind of in that same 15 to 16% range. How are you seeing this tightening affect your margins? How are you seeing it affect the business, especially when costs are not going to come down anytime soon?
Yeah, I mean, 100%, I'm glad you're going there. You know, what we've realized is it doesn't matter what the external environment gives you, you have to make do. And you know, our main job is to service our clients and to do a proper job. And therefore, we have to, you know, bed down and do the job and get the business done. And then we also have to look at the bottom line because obviously we're a corporate and we want to do well. So two things from the results just quickly. We had a total expense of 16% for the year. But our 3% of that, I mean, it can be broken down, but 3% of that is because of acquisitions. You know, a big portion is because of accounting IFRS adjustment. If you look through the underlying expenses in the business, is just 9% expense increase. And a part of the 9%, 2% of that is again, you know, a specific one-year investment that we did into new people and systems. So the underlying growth in expenses down to 7%, which is our long-term aim, you know, is to grow expenses by at most inflation plus one. So we actually, you know, it was a planned year of investment, a planned year of acquisitions, and that has come through. So and I said the same at half year, you know, we know about the 16% expenses, but that's a good investment into the future. And luckily, the revenue has kept on growing, and the plans that we made, you know, is coming to fruition. So we're looking forward to the next number of years of growth. The growth must continue in the top line, and then expenses at 7%, you know, gives us a very good runway into the future.
And I like that breakdown, Davi, that it's some of them are once-off kind of incremental expenses that you expect to result in a lot more for the business. And speaking of that result, I noticed that there was a significant increase in total assets, in fact, up by 16%. So if acquisition expenditure was only up by 3% and yet assets were up by 16%, clearly you're starting to already see that return and you're starting to see that the investment from that case makes business sense. Do you want to take me through some of the acquisitions?
Yeah, so two things there, and that's exactly, you're hitting the nail on the head, you know. So the environment is tough, but we grew assets under management by 16% and, you know, had net inflows into our asset manager whilst paying claims and all of that of 30 billion. So, you know, it's the markets plus new assets gathered from clients of 30 billion into the base. Now, that is a very strong performance, and that talks to the strategy, it talks to, you know, good service, and obviously our investment business is becoming a destination for individuals and corporates who wants to really create wealth. So that is a very exciting, you know, forecast for us into the future. And then secondly, you know, we did quite a few acquisitions, and those acquisitions, you know, four new businesses in the past year or two, the profit from them, 67 million. So we bought some of them for new capabilities, some for scale, you know, for various reasons to complement our businesses. And even though they've done all of that and the strategic rationale behind them is good, you know, they've also grown the bottom line by 67 million. And that is a best of both worlds coming together.
Now, something else that is quite remarkable is, despite this spending spree that you've been on, Davi, when you and I caught up in June, you had 1 billion rand in cash for acquisitions and other things, and you still have 1 billion rand in cash. And to that effect, you've declared a special cash dividend or special dividend from that cash to shareholders. How are you managing to do that? How are you managing to still reward shareholders, still keep 1 billion available for things that you might like and still buy stuff?
Yeah, so it's been a phenomenal period for Alex Forbes. Firstly, you know, the business has grown nicely, the underlying business, as we've talked about, and the results, you know, you talked about the 29% increase in headline earnings. So the results, you know, lead us to an increase of 20%, 19% in dividends year on year, and the fact that we're paying that increased dividend means that, you know, we trust the business, we understand the business, and the business should continue in that vein into the future. And that's the message with the normal dividend with a 19% increase. And, you know, it's already a high dividend, and 2-3 years in a row now it's been increasing by double digits. So that is a good sign for the future. But then, as you rightly say, we have a lot of cash, and, you know, we have a few options with cash. The one option that we don't like is obviously keeping it because we want to be capital light, and I think to keep lazy cash on the balance sheet is just not the right thing. So we could buy back shares, and our share is a little bit illiquid to do that, and you know, we would want to keep the liquidity in the market, so that's not an option. And we can buy businesses, which I'll get back to now, and the most applicable option was to pay the special dividend. So pay it back to shareholders, reward the shareholders for sticking with us and you know, giving them a massive total return growth. And then that works out nicely, and I think rewards them for their patience with us and sticking with us and believing in us. And then, you know, we're still generating a lot of cash, and we have no debt, almost no debt on the balance sheet. We've still got lots of room for debt on the balance sheet, and we'll utilize those two avenues if we want to buy something. We're still very excited to look for opportunities to scale the business more, to add more capabilities, add distribution to the business, and we're in talks with many potential partners. So, you know, hopefully we can still leverage the balance sheet and add some more acquisitions to the bottom line.
Certainly a comfortable place to be in, but I suppose you have different stresses when you need to deploy 1 billion rand and you don't really know where to deploy it. I think we'll keep in touch and figure out how to help this. Thanks so much for those insights, Davi. Lovely to speak to you. Davi de Villiers, CEO at Alex Forbes, joining me to reflect on their full year's numbers, as well as the fact that they still need to buy stuff.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.